My guest on Book Notes this month is author, journalist, and writing professor Marion Winnick. And I've invited her in because her first memoir, First Comes Love, is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. And it's about her marriage to a man called Tony, who died of AIDS in 1994. Marion, welcome back to Book Notes. It's so lovely to see you.
It's great to be here.
So I know that coinciding with this 30th anniversary, there are a couple of new things, an audiobook.
And started with the audio. One of the students at the University of Baltimore said they wanted to read First Comes Love and asked me if there was an audiobook. And I said, no, there was never an real audiobook because it was so long ago. And the enthusiasm that the student showed for this audiobook made me think, you know, there's like a whole new generation of people that love audiobooks, and the book could really have a second life. So I looked up the email address of the president of Penguin Random House Audio and shot off this email about it, in which I did mention that the 30th anniversary was coming up because by then it had figured it out. And instead of going to the spam folder, it got a reply. And also they talked to the paperback publisher, Vintage, and they decided to bring out a new edition of the book at the same time. And both the audio and the new edition have an introduction that reflects on the whole situation with the book 30 years later.
So how much has this book defined you as a writer as you've been looking back over these 30 years?
Well, you know, there's two ways of thinking about it. It was really my first bold step into telling things that felt impossible to tell and saying things that I didn't even know if you quote or quote unquote allowed to say. When I wrote the original draft, I thought it would be published as a novel just because I didn't really realize you could. This was before there were all these self-revealing memoirs, and there was no example of people discussing, you know, their drug problems, their domestic violence, their illnesses, all these things in nonfiction. So it took me across a border that even though I had been writing personal essays that were considered pretty candid, they were nothing compared to what was in First Comes Love. So there's that. On the other hand, writing a book-length manuscript was a big challenge for me and one I've never successfully repeated. I'm really more comfortable with shorter forms like essays and collections of essays. And I have tried to write a couple other books, but I never have written one again that's a book-length narrative.
The audio is just gorgeous. And when you do read an audiobook, you've got to internalize to such an extent. And it's kind of almost going backwards, isn't it, into your own work?
Yes. Well, I had not read the book in 30 years when I prepared for the audio. And I was slightly, you know, appalled at certain parts. I was amazed at my own ruthlessness with myself and at times amused. So I think the fun thing about the audio is you can really hear 67-year-old me reacting to 30-year-old me behavior in the way I'm reading it. And it gives a double edge to the experience that I think is really fun. And then there's also parts where I'm just totally caught up in it. It was an amazing experience to read it out loud, and I loved doing it.
There's more about all of this on Marion's website. This is marionwinnick.com. Happy 30th birthday.
Thank you, Judith.